98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
Good morning. Something I've noticed on Twitter, it's everywhere. It's absolutely all over the shop. I'd like to talk about it later on in the show, but I want to see what we can get out of it now, Coop.
Okay.
Which is Netflix. Okay, it's this new thing. It's out. It's got lots of shows on it, some movies, and then you pay a bit of money and there you go. It's on Now TV as well.
Mm.
And on there is a documentary. Massive fan of documentaries. Love them. Think it's great. And as one, we actually talked about it last week. It's the Fire documentary. The greatest party that never happened.
It is amazing.
Now, I have a feeling, right, that this has literally only came out over the weekend, so maybe people haven't had a chance to watch it yet. But me and Coop and most of 98FM had, judging from our WhatsApp conversation last night. And it's flipping, jeez, what? Oh, there's people that say, like Georgie said she had to stop. She was like screaming into a pillow. I was having heart palpitations. It's just, it's anxiety ridden. So it's about a festival that was planned in the worst way possible and essentially became one giant cluster beep. It's. I want to play a bit of the trailer for you now just to get some idea of what the documentary is about.
Do you remember we actually spoke about the mess up originally, like, which was like when it first happened?
Yeah. No, yeah. We actually talked about it. Yeah. Like, this is ridiculous. Have a listen.
American rapper Ja Rule is in the Bahamas with his business partner.
Billy McFarlane
is an amazing entrepreneur.
He can convince anyone of pretty much anything.
They just bought an island.
Pablo Escobar's island. Oh my God.
Ding! We're gonna throw a festival, yeah.
Within 48 hours,
they sold out. These guys.
So it sounds great. Hey, Pablo Escobar's island, the Caribbean, Hawaii, incredible. But no, all of the no. They had no money to do anything. They had no event staff. They had no stage. They had no
toilets.
Tents. They had no toilets. They promised people they would all get paid and no one did. All of the money went on models to promote the festival that wasn't actually able to happen. And it wasn't even in the island that they said it was going to be on. Oh my God. I would love to be one of the people that went to this festival. Purely for the experience of being marooned on this island, because you can't get off it.
No,
it's not like oxygen where you go, oh, this is a bit rough, I'll go back and get on the bus to Kildare and then home to Dublin. No, yeah. No. You're in the middle of nowhere. You can only get there by plane. Oh my God, it's fun. And they locked him in the airport. There's so much in this documentary.
I'm only halfway through it. I'm up to the day before where your man goes, I'm out. And he goes, should they be grand with their yoga?
Oh God, yeah. This guy is saying like this is going to be a failure. Their reply is just, sure, they'll have yoga. I have a funny feeling we're going to just talk about this for the whole week because people are going to chime in and go, oh my God, I just saw it. Oh my God.
The guy, Billy McFarland, when I started watching the documentary straight away, I could see it in his eyes. I've worked with people like that before that you just kind of trust. And you can tell by just their eyes. Look at his eyes. Yeah, and you can just tell. He's screaming inside. I'm no idea what I'm doing. Help me. I'm scamming you all.
Even more of 98FM's Big Breakfast. This is 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
Good morning. The Breakfast Crew has assembled now because Susan is here. Susan's
assemble.
There you go.
Yes.
Ta-ta.
We're here.
You normally signify something like a game or some piece of news.
Mm-hmm.
What is it today?
It is the last note guessing game.
Super.
It's Monday. You know this. We do it every Monday. Kind of a wake up exercise. Easy into the week. And means you get to hear a great tune as well.
You'd always hear a great tune on 98FM. What are you talking about? Oh, God. Ridiculous.
Yeah, that is true.
You have one here for us now. We have to try and guess it. I like this.
Okay. I think it might be an easy one this morning.
So I have to take my time, is it?
So give Cooper a chance first.
Thanks. Go again.
That's a real Friday tune.
Me. Yeah, that's it.
Surprised you don't know this.
Me.
Go again.
Oh, actually, I'm second guessing myself here now.
Or should I write it down?
No. Yeah.
Okay.
Gotta be me?
Can I have a pen?
Okay, just tell me, Lou, because he has no idea.
No idea.
Okay.
Is it Dinoro and Gigi D'Agostino?
No.
Oh my God.
No.
I think you've got us stumped, Suze.
Okay, it is. Grace, you don't own me.
You don't own me.
What?
Don't tie me down, because I never stay.
She's Sneaky.
She's sneaky.
That's funny. I thought that was really easy. I thought you were going to get that like that.
Matt, when you make this game,
yeah,
it's really easy.
All right, that's how you you don't do it. That's how you fail dramatically. Play 98FM's Last Note Guessing Game. But here is the last note for you, all right? So if you guess this one, it's 20-7, but if you guess it, you win movie passes to IMC Cinemas and you also get to hear the song, which is an absolute cracker. It's one of, I think it's one of our favourite songs from this particular people. Yeah, it's top three anyway.
Definitely.
Two, maybe, yeah, it's unreal.
I love the end of it. 0877-98-98-98. Best of luck. Here's Taylor Swift shaking it off. It's a big breakfast. Good morning.
Even more of 98FM's Big Breakfast. This is 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
That is the last note from a particular song. We're trying to figure out what it is. Well, you are. And so far, you're getting it horribly, horribly, horribly wrong. What's this? This person is called Anthony. Good morning. You say, is it Leo and Bushwhacker? A love story track.
Oh, tune.
That ends in a fade. You don't know what I've
been through. Oh.
See, it kind of just cuts off there. That's the Tim Deluxe remix. I presume that's the one you mean because it's the good one. Cher, Believe. Again, it ends in a little bit of a kind of abruptness as well.
It's like, we've had enough of your share.
Yeah, bye-bye, share. So they're all wrong. So actually nobody has gotten it right, which is disturbing.
That means we don't get to play this amazing song, Liz.
Stop the light. We go. Well, we're definitely playing this.
Okay, only if one person can get it. Luke is there. Good morning, Luke.
Hi, how's it going?
Do you know what the last note song is?
God, I'm so nervous being on the radio. Is it the Chemical Brothers? Star Guitar?
You're spot on.
Has to be watched from a train.
Yes.
It makes it so much better, this. If you're on a train now into work, look at all the little pieces of...
Luke, it's pitch black outside.
Damn it. Okay, imagine it's daytime and you can see everything. Imagine each little thing that you could see is a note.
Or just watch the video and explain it all. Chemical Brothers, Star Guitar, 98FM's Big Breakfast.
I find myself kind of weirdly entertained with the whole Vogue Williams and Spencer Matthews thing, because I didn't think I didn't think they went. It's just personally I didn't think they went, but they looked really happy and the show is actually really funny. So they have a TV show on E4 called Spencer, Vogue and Baby 2.
Oh.
Obviously Spencer Matthews is from The Only Way Is Essex and Vogue Williams is
off of modelling.
Modelling, yeah. Yeah. She was in Fade Street as well. Do you remember Fade
Street?
She
was. You know, that was only around the corner from our studios here.
On Fade Street?
Yeah.
I know. But I mean, a woefully bad show. But because that was kind of good, I kind of liked it. So this time, like, obviously there's the baby and everything. So it's sort of like following them around and just seeing kind of what happens. And I like that style of TV. Not too scripted, maybe a little bit, some idea what they're doing, but I like just kind of following them around, and these are entertaining people. Have a listen to what Vogue Williams told Spencer. She essentially pulled a prank at him, telling him that an Irish phrase didn't mean what it actually meant.
I went out of my way to be welcoming at the nursery. I even wanted to pick up a little Irish on my way in, say hello to the headmistress.
Hi.
Hello.
Hold
How are
on.
You?
Vogue taught me something very rude. How juvenile.
Sorry. Oh, is that what you said? Yeah. Oh my gosh, you're very rude.
What is Vogue Miami?
Yeah, no, well, put it like this, we don't teach the children here.
Vogue, you're so terrible.
I said Vogue Mahone, which means kiss my ass in Irish, but listen, it went perfectly to plan. It was very funny.
Such a childish thing to do.
Yeah, she's right. I think everybody, every single one of us would do this if a foreign friend, especially an English woman, wanted to learn some Irish.
Yeah.
And wanted to try and impress somebody. You'd say, yeah, just go in and say, yeah.
Pog Mahone.
Yeah, Pog Mahone. I just mocked you the whole day.
I love how like English people, they kind of do that. They go, oh my God, you're so terrible.
Oh, you're so terrible.
Oh, you're so terrible. Stop it. You stop it.
It's a good goof. I like it.
Good
I can't believe you're into that.
I know, I don't know why. It's weird.
You're changing the older you're getting, do you know that?
Even more of 98FM's Big Breakfast. This is 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. Five questions. 500 euro. It's time to play 98FM's Greedy Guts.
Emma, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Who have you got helping you out in the car this morning?
I have, four of them. One can't speak at the moment.
Okay, so you have Hannah, Evie, Daniel and Jack.
Yeah.
Morning, everybody.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Amazing.
Oh, this is already going so well. Emma, you have the possibility here of winning €500. How are you feeling about the whole situation?
The kids have haunted me since before Christmas to come on and give it a go. So I said, I might as well.
Okay, well, you've made it to this point. Let's see if you can do it.
Deadly.
Here we go. Five questions. €500. Get one wrong.
And you're gone.
€25.
Best of luck, Emma.
Thank you.
Which boy band just released a comeback single called Hello My Love? Think of the first part of that now. Never mind the name of the single. What boy band is back? Irish boy band.
Oh, would it be Boyzone?
Emma, I cannot believe it. And the worst thing is we can't tell you the answer at this moment in time because we have to move on to Declan.
No problem.
Oh, Emma. Poor woman. Stay on the line. You got kids there. We'll send you a movie pass at IMC Cinemas, right?
Brilliant, thank you.
Go on, thank you for listening, you mad spoon. Declan.
Yeah.
How are you, pal?
How's it going?
Good, good. I don't suppose you know what a boy band has released a comeback single called Hello My Love?
Yeah, Westlife.
Westlife? That's correct. And we'll have to move on to the next one.
€50.
You get this right, Declan, we'll get to know you a little bit.
All right.
You're like, no, you won't.
I'm going to close in your own shell and only say yes and no.
Exactly. Who starred as Ace Ventura, Pet Detective?
Jim Carrey.
Congratulations, well done. You've earned €50.
What do you want to do? Do you want to continue on for 100 or take the 50?
I'll keep going, yeah.
All right, Declan.
€100.
Where are you calling from? Are you in a toilet cubicle or something?
No, there's a bad reception out here. No. In Lucan.
Yeah, you've got great reception. It just sounds like you're in a confined space. Emotionally. How was your Blue Monday going, by the way?
Yeah, not bad, yeah.
Yeah? It's a good one, is it, right?
Yeah, it's a day off today, so.
Oh, result.
Brilliant.
Look at this, you could be winning loads of cash, day off.
Brilliant, Declan. The question here for €100, my friend, is what are the Parliament buildings in Northern Ireland called?
What are the Parliament buildings in Northern Ireland called?
Yeah, I'll give you a clue, it begins with S.
In Northern Ireland? Oh. It begins with an S. Oh.
Quick.
Come on.
Quick.
No, don't know.
What are you, Declan? Stormont. Yeah, you know, they always hear on the RTE.
I'm brutal with that.
I'm brutal as well. If it wasn't written down in front of me, I wouldn't know. Declan, I'm so sorry, pal.
All right, no worries.
Go on, have a great day off, though.
Cheers, mate. Thanks,
bye. Yeah, Jesus. We didn't give away any cash.
I know, it's a tough one, that one, the Stormont one, because like they haven't had a government up there for like donkeys.
Is
like, there's nothing going on
but
up there.
Obviously, Stormont is a well-known.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Or,
yeah. Yeah, well, look. There's only there's a bit of a silver lining to this, okay?
Yeah.
We have upped the secret sound by €1,000, and we have also been given the green light to give €1,000 a day away on 90FM. Purely, all you have to do is follow us on Instagram for more information.
Never mind that. Kids News is on the way. We'll tell you how you can get involved. It's Camilla Cabello and Young Thug Havana. 90FM's Big Breakfast. It's Cooper and Luke at 8:15. Good morning. Havana,
nana. 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
Bop a dam bam. Kids, good morning. Thank you so much to everybody who sent us in their news. We love hearing from you because, to be honest, your news is just better than adults. Adults will say something boring like, I don't know, they worked or...
What's over the weekend? Clean the car.
Clean the car, yeah.
Kids just have random thoughts and they just give it to us, which is great. All right, let's hear them.
Hey Cooper and Luke, Nathan here.
How are you?
Had a great weekend. Dog sitting a beautiful dog called Rosie. Now I reckon me ma and dad's head so we can get one.
Sure, thanks very much for all that.
I reckon me ma and dad's head so we can get one. It's not how it works, but go for it.
Hello, my name is Sophie. I'm 5 years old. I started Billy Barry last week.
Oh, congratulations, Sophie. Cool. Let us know how you're getting on, or if you got a song or something you want to sing it, you can send it in to us.
Hi, my name's Ryan. I had a sleepover with my friend Connor because my mum and dad went out for some fizzy oranges. Don't be late with 98.
Fizzy oranges.
Hello, I'm Alex. I'm 5 years old.
Yeah.
And
go ahead. What's up?
I got a new house.
Oh, yay! New house! Congratulations, Alex.
Hi, my name is Priya, and for the weekend, I went up to Portadown to get my bridesmaid dress fitted. I'm one of 7 bridesmaids. And after that, I went back to the house to get some Domino's pizza. If you haven't had the cheeseburger pizza, I highly recommend it.
Cheeseburger pizza? What?
Domino's are hiring very young these days.
How you doing?
Hi, happy Monday. On Saturday, I'm made spreads. They're like little cookies.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
That you chop up and then...
Yeah.
Yesterday, I got a new match attack tin.
A what?
Tin. It's a mini tin.
What's that mean?
A match attack
it's
tin.
It's so fun.
What's for keeping your match attack cards in?
What's a match attack?
Ah, oh, here, Luke.
Sorry, am I out of touch?
Yeah.
Susan, do you touch. Know what a match attack says? Is?
No.
No, Coop, what's a match attack?
Match attack.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
What are they?
They're trading cards.
What about what?
Football.
Oh, sorry. Sports.
Hi, I'm Penny, and I had a great weekend. On Saturday, I went back to Stage Kids, and yesterday, I went to a dance competition.
Oh.
Bye.
Bye. She went to a dance competition.
She win?
Yeah, probably.
Amazing.
Yeah, well done. Are you Googling Match Attack Kids?
Yeah. No.
What are you Googling there?
Is he, I was right there. Football training cards.
I knew. Googles what is Match Attack.
This the Big Breakfast. 98 Big Breakfast Bite Size.
All Saints Pure Shores on 98 FM. It's the Big Breakfast with Cooper and Luke.
God, we're so late. Look what time it is. It's not 9:15 at all.
We could pretend and tell. Hey, everybody check your clock in your car. It's right. Broken.
Yeah?
Yeah.
By 2 minutes and 3 seconds. Oops.
The 9:15 Mystery Machine.
98 FM.
We get distracted. Stuff happens. We want to talk about the Fire Festival documentary. Darren and Georgie have a chat.
I've been keeping my eye on our Instagram for our Instagram kicking off today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What does it say, Coop?
There's nothing there yet.
I got a WhatsApp here saying, I can't cope with the suspense, lads. Would you please give me an Instagram of a Blue Monday? Ooh. Hashtag longtime follower and listener. I love the hashtag. It's also hashtag 98 on Instagram, but still. Well, look, we don't know what's going to happen, to be honest with you. We are kept in the dark because if we knew, we might tell a relative. They might tell a friend and then we could somehow be in cahoots.
I think the most important thing you need to do is follow 98FM Instagram because that's the only way you can win. Simple as that.
This is the 9:15 Mystery Machine happening at 9:17. And because of that, the machine has yet to warm up. There's a series of startup programs that it goes through. Really, to be honest with you, the only person that's qualified to get it to start has just entered the studio.
Hello.
Oh, hey.
Hello.
How are you? Hey. Yeah.
Good, how are you?
Not too bad, yeah. Excited about this.
Twiddle a thing, push a pop.
Oh, push a pop.
Okay, push a pop. There, push a pop there, push a pop.
Oh. It says here it's Blue Monday. Not feeling so blue in here, is it?
No.
It's a red. Red, white, 98 FM colours.
It is Blue Monday, but this game is called Name That Day.
Gotcha.
So a lot of people write songs about days of the week, and the Mystery Machine has just given us 5 clips. They're all about days of the week, the songs.
I like this.
How come you get it so fast?
And because it's take a Blue ages. Monday, because like that's a song. That's Blue Monday is a song, you know. Mm.
Okay, all right. So it's popped up on my screen here.
So you'll hear a part of the song, and it's up to you to figure out what the song is. Okay. What day of the week are they going to sing about?
Okay. Best of luck, Coop.
You too, Luke.
Friday.
Yes.
There you go. He gets it.
Rebecca Black.
Yeah.
One of the worst songs ever. Let's hear from it here. Wow. It's just one of the worst songs.
Come on, y'all.
Down, but still quite catchy.
Quite a tune.
Okay. So you see how it works? Cooper, get in there quicker.
All right.
The next one popped up.
Mondays.
Yes. Don't Like Mondays.
I Don't Like Mondays by Boomtown Rats.
Yes.
Oh, tell me why I don't
like Mondays. Did we ever find out why Bob Geldof doesn't like Mondays?
Too deep to go into.
Okay, all right.
Way
cool.
Too deep.
Next one is here.
Saturday night.
Yes.
Wakefield.
I need to turn down his mic a little bit because he's blowing the ears off me. Hey, hey. But what way does the chorus go? Saturday night dance, I like the way you move. I'd love to play that.
You are in the lead, Coop, with 2 points. Well done.
Cool.
Okay, right. I'm going to up my voice now and no longer will I give you an opportunity, Coop. I'm setting it into attack mode.
I don't care. Friday's Cure.
Yes.
He's being very fast today.
Get in.
I don't even know the song. Can I play the chorus maybe?
Yeah. It's Friday. I'm in
love. Go on, go on. Mm-hmm. Oh, he does say Monday in there though. Is that
but
not?
The song's about a Friday.
It's called Friday, I'm in love.
Yeah.
Okay, the final one. Coop. Sunday, Bloody Sunday.
Yeah.
By U2. Hiya. Got something back
not
there.
Not a bother on you there. That was too good. Easy. Like
they
that.
Weren't easy, Seuss.
Yeah, they were.
Some you got one very fast. I got one very fast. It's easy for one person. It's not easy for both
of us. It was. And there was one clear winner. That was Cooper. Well done.
Hey, well done, Coop.
Thanks very much.
Sweet. We'll have the gossip according to Luke in about 9 minutes' time now.
Got music from Caudaline on the way next. It's called Ready.
98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM's Gossip according to Luke.
Here we go.
With itsforwomen.ie, where over 130,000 women in Ireland found their perfect car insurance partner.
Coughing and spluttering all day. Are you alright? You feel good?
No.
Oh, okay.
I think I'm coming down with the lurgy.
Blue Monday. Were you on a plane over the weekend, by any chance?
No, this weekend.
Okay, cool. Jet set, huh?
Yeah.
So Game of Thrones news, as promised. No spoilers, obviously. And the new season is so close. So close. And there was a very, very small addition to the trailer that was already released for season 8 of Game of Thrones. And it showed you really, really quickly the Stark statue. So the, one of the three main characters. They had statues made of each other. So they're just standing there. They're very, well, stoic standing there, right? And Kit Harington, who plays one of the Starks, actually said that, you know what? They sent that statue, which is a life-size statue of him in his big coat and his sword and everything, yeah, to his gaff.
Of course they did.
Of course they did. And he says he's got it in my shed. It doesn't sound like that, but he's English, so he got it in his shed, didn't he?
I'd make a bird bath out of it.
He actually says he's going to make it into a water feature.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
With the north.
Where would the water be coming in? No, it's matter.
Wow. Water feature coming. I get you.
Out of the top of a sword.
I get you. The tip, even. And then we were talking about the Fyre Festival documentary on Netflix. If you haven't seen it, you should. It's very, very good. And one of the people that is in that documentary is a guy called Ja Rule.
Murder.
And somehow he's, I don't know, because he's not like, he's not a big celebrity, but he is intertwined with the Fyre Festival. And in the documentary, sort of incriminates himself by saying, you know, we haven't done fraud, we've just kind of scammed people. And he took to Twitter. Yeah, no, honestly, you should watch it because he really, really digs a hole for himself. But on Twitter, he says, I love how people watch a doc and then they think they've all the answers. I had an amazing vision to create a festival like no other. I would never scam or fraud anyone. And then he says, at the very end, y'all wanted to be me so bad, it's crazy, kind of sad. The crazy shh is, I'm watching the docs in awe myself.
Wow. Donald Trump could have wrote that.
Very similar to the capital letters and everything. I don't know. I'm not sure why he didn't get done, because your man got jailed for 6 years and Ja Rule got away with nothing, and he's literally the right-hand man of the guy who got jailed. Watch the documentary, make up your own mind. And then finally, Ghostbusters. Did you see the new trailer that dropped?
I haven't seen the trailer, no.
It's literally a teaser, so it's about 30 seconds and it just shows you the what's it called? The Ghostmobile or the...
Yeah, yeah, the ambulance.
The ambulance.
Yeah,
yeah. Is that got a name? The Ghostbusters car.
Yeah.
Okay, it's like a hearse and it's in a shed and I've got a cover over it and the cover blows off and then that's it, that's all. So there's another Ghostbusters coming out and that has angered Leslie Jones, who was in the Ghostbusters reboot, which was the all-female cast, because it's not going to be a female cast. It's another Ghostbusters lads movie, which is kind of confusing. But she is really annoyed. She went to Twitter and she said, F us, like we don't count. That's like something Trump would do. Like, Oh, we're going to redo Ghostbusters. Better, with men. It'll be huge. Those women ain't Ghostbusters. Oh, such annoying. Such a move. And I don't give a... I'm saying something. So Leslie Jones is not happy.
How do you think Tobey Maguire felt when they've ignored all of his Spider-Man movies?
Very good point. There's a Gossip Gordon Luke and now go and piss.
This is 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
I can't, sorry. I'm sorry, and you know I can't. You're so mean.
I'm so sorry.
You could have just kept talking, but you didn't. You put me in it.
What are you eating anyway?
Peanut butter, and lovely. I can't get rid of it. I'm sorry, Zeus. I thought I'd have time.
Yeah, peanut butter is not a great choice just before you go on air because it sticks in the mouth.
And my tea is too hot. I can't flush it away.
Are you okay? We'll give you a moment. Zeus, have you got one more tune story for us?
Sorry.
I do. So I'm going to tell you all a tale, and by the end of this, I want song suggestions based on it.
Okay.
So we'll travel over to the United States this morning, and a company that is trying to answer the question scientists have been wondering for years, and that is how to live forever.
Okay. Oh. All right.
So this company, Ambrosia, they're operating now in 5 cities around the USA, and they're charging $8,000 for this procedure, which is meant to help with aging. Make it a little bit younger. And what it is essentially, it's blood transfusions. So taking the blood from a young person and putting it in an older person.
Vampire.
Yeah, it's a little bit vampire-ish. So they're saying that that it can help tackle aging and make you feel better, make you feel younger. Now, there is actually no scientific evidence at all to say that this is the case. Obviously, transfusions are very important, you know, for someone who's sick or has been in a crash or needs blood to survive. This, not so much.
Good, healthy, young blood.
8,000 for a litre. Would you pay that?
For a litre of blood?
From a lovely 16-year-old. Lovely, fresh skin, looking young.
But there's no scientific... you're just robbing blood, really.
Don't we generate a pint of blood a day ourselves anyway? Ew. So the rest of the blood kind of gets rid of... Your body gets rid of whatever blood through other means.
I'll just say yes, because I don't know either.
Like, none of us has got a white coat on here. So.
Well, they're doing a deal. 8,000 for a litre, 12,000 for 2 litres.
Hey, that's good.
Yeah, oh, it's like a $4,000 discount.
And can you, any Joe Soap buy this?
Anyone can go in if they have the cash, yeah.
See, this harks back to your man injecting semen into his arm thing, because this is also bizarre and doesn't have any scientific...
No, and it is a bit scary as well, because people who might have given blood might say, oh, I could sell it instead. That's
oh, don't put ideas in people's heads, Suze.
It's not happening
don't
here.
Start
we don't
that.
Have to worry. We don't have to worry.
Actually, yeah, you got a point.
She's done it again, hasn't she?
Blood
she
banks.
Started a fad.
A trend.
Yeah.
So blood banks could be suffering because of this in the States.
Oh, for God's sake.
Could be. All right, song suggestions. I'm going to start off with Oasis, Live Forever.
This is 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
Ariana Grande, thank you. Next on 98FM, it's Cowboy Time. 10 to 10.
Yeah. Suze, if you could you give us a recap of your one more tune story, please?
For $8,000, you could be the new owner of Young Blood in the United States. And they're selling young people's blood to put into older people as a way to combat aging. So it's just started. It's operating in 5 cities now. And
creepy.
Yeah, it is a bit weird.
Well, we said there's no scientific background to this, but yeah. We got a WhatsApp in here from this girl called Andy who says...
She had a blood transfusion and she is actually like a different person.
Her mom, right, was quite sick and she had a blood transfusion.
So there's definitely something in it. I was quite shocked actually at how well she has been since she had a blood transfusion. So, I mean, I don't know if I'd pay 8,000 or 12,000 for it, but definitely there must be something in it. Anyway, I just thought I'd let you know that.
There you go, scientifically proven.
Get on the medical card.
Yeah, you just stop.
Yeah.
Can you imagine filling the form for that medical card, P45, and or your number, your social security number, and then it's like, causes feeling old.
Oh. Yeah.
Song suggestions coming in. The game, One Blood.
Yo, Drake.
He wasn't dead.
That would be great to play that right now.
I'm telling you. What about Peter Bjorn and John, the Young Folks? Nope.
No, Justin Portmarlock has nailed it. Bit of Ed Sheeran, Bloodstream with Rudimental. Nice. Bloodstream. Good choice. One more tune on 98FM's Big Breakfast.
FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.